Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Tuesday morning, kicking off another big day here in the Moab community, and grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday. Always a privilege and an honor, and you know what I appreciate so much is that we all come together as like-minded people building businesses and helping other people to succeed. It's that synergistic energy that just charges me up. Hopefully you get the charge from it too. But I have to give you one small cautionary tale. When it comes to working towards success, whether it's an endeavor in business or sports or fitness life, you have to know that it's not all roses, it's not all cherries, it's not all candy drops, right? We go through tough times. We go through challenging times. But the beautiful part is, as entrepreneurs, we have so much more control over our own path. The key to it is knowing what to avoid and what to execute on. Today I want to talk to you about what I think of as the seven deadly sins that will derail even the most talented or well-equipped person in any endeavor. This applies not just, like I said, to business, but it also applies to fitness, life, sports, relationships, you name it. Whatever your endeavor is, these seven deadly sins can bite you. And by the way, when I say sins, I'm talking about the way that we behave in a manner that pulls us away from the results we want. These sins, by the way, can be committed by literally anyone, regardless of their level of accomplishment. Doesn't matter how much experience you have. Could be a rookie or a seasoned vet. The most highly accomplished person or the foolhardy dreamer can fall victim to these. So be careful. Be aware of the seven deadly sins of success. The first deadly sin is caring too much about what other people think. In fact, I truly think caring about what anybody thinks. Now, that may sound a little bit crass. It may even sound a little bit arrogant to say, I don't care what anybody thinks, but it's definitely something to work toward. You might care what your kids think. You might care what your spouse thinks. And that might drive you to live a higher valued life. You may say to yourself, well, I'm not just going to let myself become a slob. I'm just not going to just let myself go. I care about what other people think. Okay, there's some merit to that. You may say, well, I don't want to be lazy. I don't want to take my foot off the gas pedal. I want to build the biggest, strongest business I can, the most sustainable business I can, because I care about what my kids think. I want to leave a legacy for them. I want to demonstrate to them and show them through my example what it means to live a life with purpose. Okay, valid point. But please understand this, other people don't influence your success. That's for you to decide that you're going to show up with that kind of motivation. That's that internal motivation that I've been talking about, right? You motivate yourself by looking at something and saying, I'm doing this for my offspring. I'm doing this for my spouse. I'm doing this for my community, my church, my whatever. But those people don't influence you. They don't influence your success. If they show up or don't show up, it doesn't cause you to be successful. If they give you an attaboy or they say nothing, it should not influence your actions towards your business. But too many people allow that to happen. Too many people say, well, if I don't get accolades and acknowledgement from the people I love, if they're not telling me I'm doing a good job, then it derails me. If they tell me that I'm doing a crappy thing or they don't believe in me or I'm crazy, then it derails me. That is a sin, my friend. Don't allow that to happen. What's more important, being happy or being popular? What's more important, being on purpose, doing your life's calling, that thing that you want to do, or making everybody else happy, making everybody else agree with you? Being that person that's not the lightning rod, that's not the person that's, you know, controversial, not the person that jumped off the proverbial hamster wheel. You want to be that person, or do you want to be the person that showed up to their dream regardless of what other people think? It's really important to make this distinction. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the words. Allow yourself to hear the spirit of the message. If we care what other people think on some capacity, we're giving away a part of our power. Some people more than others. We become a slave to it. I love my wife deeply. She's my soulmate. And I'm very grateful and fortunate, very fortunate, that she is 100% in my corner. But if she ever said, I don't back you in this. I think you're crazy. I think you should go get a J-O-B. I would continue on my path. At one point, I was that person to her. And she stayed on her path, thankfully. Because if she hadn't stayed on her entrepreneurial path early in the day when I said it was crazy, we should stay in the military or go get jobs, when I was saying those things to her, she didn't listen to me. She blocked me out and stayed on the entrepreneurial path, which influenced my entrepreneurial path, which brought us to where we are today. Very interesting, isn't it? If we care too much about what other people think, it can influence us in a negative path. It can be very detrimental. It's definitely one of the seven sins. The next sin that you got to be careful of is a lack of belief. Not from other people. Again, it goes back to what we were just talking about a moment ago about what other people think. If other people don't believe in us, that's none of our business. What is our business is our belief in ourselves, our belief in our mission, and our belief in our why we're doing this. Because without that, the naysayers become right. We start listening to them. If we don't believe in ourselves, then we start listening to the naysayers and going, they might have a point. That's a very dangerous place to be. Self-belief is oftentimes confused with arrogance, but that is not the truth. It's usually not. It's usually not arrogance. If you believe in yourself and you authentically do, you don't have to pound your chest. You don't have to look in the mirror 1,000 times a day and go, I'm a badass. I'm successful. Because that stuff doesn't actually work. Deep down inside your mind's going, no, you don't. Just you saying it 1,000 times does not make you successful, does not make you confident, does not make you a, quote, badass. However, showing up to it and working authentically on your self-belief, your self-acceptance, your self-love, that does have long-reaching beliefs or long-reaching effects. And, by the way, it's way different than faith. Let me say this. Belief and faith are two completely different things. I've said this before. Faith is for fools. And, of course, that riles people up. They say, oh, no, you can't say that about my religion. It's got nothing to do with that. I'm talking about blind faith. I'm talking about taking something and saying, I have no tangible evidence, but I'm going to throw all my eggs in that basket. It's different. Self-belief means that I have said to myself, I see my value. It's tangible. I know I have something to add to the world, and I believe in that. Belief is tangible. We look at ourselves and we say, I have experience that I have lived, in my life. I'm going to add that. That's value I can add to the world. Belief says that I know that even though I haven't had the results yet, I have the building blocks, the tangible skill sets that I can dial one by one by one by one together and get myself to that place. That's different than blind faith. Blind faith goes, I'm just throwing my hands up and hoping for some magical, mystical power, some human force or nature force or universal force to throw something down on me called a result. Big difference. So please understand that. And if that's too hard to digest, then maybe you're going to continue to be victim to this sin. But don't. Self-belief is much different than just blind faith. Self-belief is earned. It's something where you have to do deep work on yourself and see the value in yourself. That takes some work. It takes some courage, too, because you got to dig past all those layers of disbelief. Sometimes those layers that were brought on by blind faith. We cover ourselves in blind faith so we don't have to take a deep look at the core truth of who we are. Big difference. Work on self-belief. Third is a lack of focus. Now, to me personally, this is one of the biggest sins towards success. If you want to derail success, become unfocused. Start chasing every shiny object in the world. Start getting discouraged early. Start saying to yourself, you know what, it's not working. I'm going to jump ship. I'm going to try this thing over here. But if you want to be successful, realize that success comes to those who can concentrate their efforts. Success comes to those who can choose one thing and get awesome at it over time. Success comes to those people who can be committed to something long enough to make the effort to stop multitasking and to start making the result come to them because they work at it, because they focus. Super important. Next is a lack of clarity. Man, this is one of the deadliest of all sins, is a lack of clarity, because now, all of a sudden, we become a rudderless ship. We become the person that has no idea where we're headed. That's very dangerous because then we can become influenced. We can allow other people's thoughts or emotions or words to impact us, to offend us. If you ever notice somebody who's easily offended, they're typically people that lack clarity. They get offended by the smallest thing. One word will derail them from learning the lesson. One word will put them on the mat, and it's because they lack clarity. What they really want is for somebody else to show them the way. And when they don't get what they want, When they don't get what they think they should get, they get upset, they get offended, they throw their hands up in the air and say, it's not fair, your words were hurtful, so on and so forth. However, when a person has clarity, those words mean nothing. They either work for them or they don't. They say, you know what, don't really care much for this bozo, and they tune him out. Or they say, even though this word, even though this message is challenging, even though it runs counter to some of the things that I've grown up to believe, I'm going to listen to this and see what I can take from it, see what I can glean from it, see what I can apply to my life. That takes clarity. The entrepreneur who is unclear about who they are, what they are, what they're about, and what they want from life, they often wander into the desert. It's so important to define your top three priorities. It's so important to establish your own success philosophies. It's so important to think critically and ask deep questions, thoughtful questions. Not hurtful questions, not angry questions, but thoughtful questions. And say, does this work for me? Does this make sense? Maybe this person who I disagree with, maybe this person who is saying things that sound very strange to me, maybe they have a point. Do they? And being able to measure that against your own beliefs, your own values, and making a thoughtful distinction at that point. That is a very success-minded person that can think critically and have that clarity of mind, that clarity of purpose, to be able to put the information together and decide what works. Fifth is a lack of creativity. Listen, to be successful means being adaptable. It means being able to think outside the box. It means being able to take something that came at you and say, listen, my plan fell apart. It was a solid plan. It was a well thought through plan, but for whatever reason, it fell apart. Instead of letting that crush you, we have to stand tall. Because listen, it's easy to give up, isn't it? And too many people quit at the very first sign of struggle. But successful people use it to develop their strength. They use any kind of a setback. They develop an imagination. They develop a creativity. They develop a curiosity. It's a great way to get through stress. It's a great way to get through life, is to create a creative mind, to decide to yourself, I'm going to be a creative person. Because a lack of creativity is a major sin. It's never been something that's created great success. There's never been a great innovation made out of a lack of creativity. Now, you might say to yourself, JT, there's been some big successes that were copycats. I get it. I understand that. You might look at somebody like Burger King, for instance, or Wendy's and say, well, they ripped off McDonald's. I understand. There's a lack of creativity there, and there's definitely a large margin of success. But we could probably argue, and I don't know. Somebody can correct me on this. Frankly, I don't personally care. I'm sure that the trendsetter was McDonald's. The trendsetter was Nike. The trendsetter was Apple. And all the copycats are scrapping for what they can for market share. It's possible that the innovators are behind the copycats. But the point is this. Very rarely does success come to those that lack creativity. That's what's important. Next is a lack of support. One of the deadliest sins in success is to think you can go it alone. You might call that ego, you might call it narcissism. All I call it is this: do not go it alone. A lack of support will crush your success. Success is a team sport. It's a full contact sport. It's a full contact sport, so you don't want to surround yourself with weak people. You don't want to surround yourself with fear-based people. You don't want to surround yourself with excuse makers and whiners. You want to surround yourself with the kind of people who can show up every single day and deliver their best stuff. It's a team sport. It's all about proximity, putting yourself in the proximity of greatness, putting yourself in the proximity of excellence, putting yourself in the proximity of people who are out there shaking it up and doing it. Those people should challenge you. They're not necessarily people that are always going to say things the way you want them to. They're not always going to tell you what you want to hear. Sometimes those people that act as your support are going to be the people that really push your buttons and challenge you in a good way. In a productive way, in a way that creates progress and growth and forward motion. That's the kind of support you got to have. Not the kind of people that tell you, I told you so. Those aren't the kind of people you want to be around. It's okay if they tried to tell you so, they tried to give you great advice, you didn't follow it and you fell on your face, they pick you up and say, listen, I tried to tell you. Now this time let's try it differently. That's okay. But if you've got a person that's constantly pointing it, you know, pushing you and poking you between the ribs and trying to chide you on in a negative way, a non-productive way, a non-supportive way, get rid of them. Don't allow them to be inside your proximity. Finally, a negative attitude is definitely the seventh of the seven deadly sins of success. We're not talking about being overly positive either. We're talking about a fine balance, a balance of what I like to think of as optimism. Because negativity can be a slow or maybe even a quick death to success. And it's typically ingrained in us over years. So sometimes negativity, if we're raised around it, can be a difficult thing to shake, almost like a tattoo. Being overly positive, that's typically something we learn. We're trying to force feed it to ourselves or others, or we're having it force fed upon us. But optimism is somewhere right in the middle. It's where we say, listen, I'm grounded in reality. I get the sense that I'm, I know things are possible. A little bit like I talked about yesterday, impossible versus perfection, right? Those two things, those are the silent killers. But listen, if you've got a negative attitude or anybody you're around has a negative attitude, it's like cancer. It will spread, it will destroy, and it will definitely derail your success. When we develop optimism, what I call an optimism bias, what that means is you have a belief grounded in reality, a strong belief in yourself, a strong belief in your abilities, and you say to yourself, it is totally possible, and here's how it's going to happen. When you have that optimism bias, then you can accomplish anything. And that's not me being overly positive. Don't take it that way. The point to it is that we definitely start to refute any kind of negativity. It starts to bleach away, wash away, disinfect that negativity. We start to replace it with a how can I attitude, a what if attitude, a why not attitude, and more importantly, a why not me attitude. Negative people say, why me? Optimists say, why not me? And it's so critically important to have those in place. These seven deadly sins, my friend, by the way, are things that show up for everybody at some point. At some point, we feel negative. At some point, we do lack support. At some point, we just feel like we have nothing left in the tank creatively. At some point, we feel like we've lost our clarity, or perhaps we've lost our focus. Sometimes we even lose our belief in ourselves. And we may even find ourselves caring too much about what other people think. The point is to not live in any one of these for very long, and certainly not live in all of them all at once. Start doing a little bit of an analysis on yourself. Assess whether or not these seven deadly sins are present in your business, and if they are, work towards eradicating them every single day. So important. And more important than that is a sense of control and a sense of ownership that you have in your business and your life when you take ownership of this, when you start eradicating these seven deadly sins in all areas of your business and your life. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moav Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.